In 1950, the historic center of Keshmarok was nominated the National Cultural Heritage. The historic center is composed of the following streets: Hvězdoslavlova, Hlavné náměstí, Hradné náměstí, Kastelné náměstí, Nová ulice, Starý trh, ulice Doktora Alexandra. Hlavné náměstí street witnessed many important events which happened in Keshmarok. In the 15th century, the castle was visited by Sigismund and Vladislav, Hungarian and Polish rulers. In the 19th century, by the Saxon king, Friedrich August II. In the 20th century, by a Siamese prince, the Czechoslovak president Masaryk, and by all Slovak presidents. The square served as a gathering place, promenade for people of different ages. It is important to mention also well-preserved townhouses originally built in a Gothic Renaissance style. Rarely, there may be found also typical Spish houses with shingled roofs. The Town Gallery Baronka, Hlavné náměstí Street, number 46. Originally, it was a Gothic Renaissance house. Till 1699, the house was a Hutterites property. In 1669, the castle's owner, Stephen Tokoli II, donated the house to his serving man, Adam Podani. Hedwiga Maria von Schirmay, the last member of the family, lived in the house till her death in 1973. In the late 18th century, the building was rebuilt as a residence-like building in the late Baroque style. The facade is decorated in the style of Louis XVI. The Badani family had been very often visited by a young baroness, Babetta von Wieland, from a nearby village, Farkashovce, present-day Vilkova, who Jan Halupka, a Keshmarok comprehensive school professor and chancellor and later Slovak writer and playwright, fell in love with. Their love cross story has found its place in literature, too. After general reconstruction of the building, managed by the town representatives, the town gallery was opened on the second floor of the building in 1993. From 1996, the Keshmarok Information Center, KIA, is located here. In the western wing, the Baronka restaurant is placed. The Burgess House of Marshal Kraj, Hlavné náměstí Street, number 4547. There are two originally Gothic houses rebuilt and interconnected during the Renaissance period, as the only ones in Keshmarok. In the house number 47, Pavel Kraj, the grandson of legendary Jakub Kraj, was born. Pavel Kraj later became an imperial field marshal, which is also supported by the memorial plaque placed on the building facade. The Burgess House, a Spish House furnishing exhibition, Hlavné náměstí Street, number 55. The house was originally built in the Gothic Renaissance style in the 17th century. It became the property of Daniel Holt's goldsmith family, which is also documented thanks to a preserved joist from 1698 with engraved arabesques DH, found above the goblet wood carving, the goldsmith's emblem, and with the era's engraved sign, too. In the 19th century, the house was rented by Stephen Palko, Keshmarok native, pedagogue and writer, 1826 to 1895. From 1974, the building falls under administration of the Museum of Keshmarok. In 1994, a unique exposition of Spish Burgess House furnishing presenting the Burgess culture from the 17th to the 20th century was opened in the building. The major part of the interior items presented there come from the inheritance of Hedwiga Maria von Schirmay. Hradné náměstí Street and Hlavné náměstí Street are detached by a strutting arch. The houses, too, were built in the Gothic Renaissance style. Those of them situated at the square's forepart were built with the characteristic Spish roofs. Major sections of the houses were rebuilt during the 19th to the 20th century. The House of the Blue Dyers, Hlavné náměstí Street. Originally, it's a Gothic Renaissance house rebuilt in the 17th and the 18th century. The interior was rearranged in the end of the 20th century. There have been very precious Renaissance grills preserved upstairs. The house was a property of several generations of Blue Dyer families, Stenchel. The Burgess House of David Fröhlich, Hlavné náměstí Street, number 22. Originally, it's a Gothic Renaissance building in the early 20th century, and when its forepart was completely rebuilt. Concerning the ground floor interior in the direction of courtyard, there are Renaissance windows. According to the memorial plaque unveiled in 1995, the house was rented by David Frelich, a scientist, well-known European publicist, imperial royal arithmetician, the author of more than 130 publications, mainly calendars, one of the first mountain climbers scaling the Keshmarok Peak. Stary Trg, the Old Market Street. It is considered to be one of the first Keshmarok streets. There were some efforts to find a parallel with Nowy Targ. The foundations of many of the houses date back to the 13th century, and in many of them you can still find traces of the so-called tower houses. Until the Hussites' arrival, the street was considered to be the center of the town. At the upper and lower ends of the street, you can see the craft houses. Among them, the most attractive are the houses number 33. There is a Joyce from 1695 and 47, originally two houses interconnected at the beginning of the 18th century. Many opinions concur that the houses were previously used as a town hall and a hospital. In the house number 39, that has been completely reconstructed, Slovak students used to meet. These were the members of the secret organization called Mor Ho, who, due to their opinions, were excluded not only from the Keshmarok Comprehensive School, but also from all Hungarian schools. Kostolne Namestie, the church square. The houses were mostly rebuilt during the 19th and 20th century. The house number 36 comes from the period of early Renaissance, from the half of the 16th century, and there is a stony portal and initials GH. In 1913, the house number 28 was made over from several houses into the residence of the Association of Merchants and Craftsmen. This fact could be supported by plastic gilds attributes, which have been preserved on the facade over the windows. Nowadays, the building serves for the purposes of a school for challenged children.